Killington Ski Resort has seen a lot of recent changes. In September, the ski resort was sold for an undisclosed sum to a group of private investors, many with local ties. In 2023, Great Gulf, a Canadian developer, paid $43 million to purchase land at the base of the mountain to do something many other developers have tried and failed to do: build a ski village in Killington with new condos, homes, shops, and restaurants. There have been a few hiccups and delays. Vermont Public's Nina Keck recently sat down with Michael Sneed, president of the Resort Residential Division at Great Gulf, and Killington Town and Ski Resort officials, and she talked with Vermont Public's Mitch Wertlieb about where the plans stand now.
So, Nina, people have been talking about developing a ski village at Killington for ages now. How far back does this idea really go?
Oh, it goes back decades. As long as I've lived here, and I moved here in the mid-1990s, people were talking about wanting a ski village. Press Smith, who founded Killington in the late 1950s, even had some village designs made up back in the 1960s. But, you know, all of the various plans fell through. Local officials I've spoken to recently now feel a lot more confident that it's finally going to happen.
Well, why is that?
I think in part because the town has invested so much in infrastructure upgrades to the tune of like $80 million, and that's been put towards a new municipal water supply system. They've also made a lot of improvements in local roadways, all to lay the foundation for high-density development that's going to be part of this new ski village. Town officials I spoke to also point to Great Gulf's size, their corporate portfolio, and the fact that the land that they bought came with Act 250 development permits already in place.
Oh, so does that mean they don't have to go through Act 250 to get this done?
Oh, I think they'd love that if that would be possible, but no, they most likely will. It just may be a little easier for them because a previous developer did win Act 250 approval for their village plan at Killington. And we're talking, for people who've skied at Killington, about a 45-acre parcel of land between the Snowshed and Ram's Head base lodges. That's where the village is going to be developed. And Great Gulf hired an architecture firm to update and improve upon the earlier plan. And they're excited about some of the changes they're proposing, which include one new base lodge instead of two, shifting the access road to create a vehicle-free pedestrian retail area, and adding what they're calling the longest ski beach in the East.
Okay, ski beach. You just said that. I'm guessing there's no sand involved here, though.
I didn't know that term either. Michael Sneed, CEO of Great Gulf Killington, explained that it's basically a flat area of snow that connects one part of the mountain to the other. And it makes it easy, especially for beginner skiers, to get around because you don't have to climb uphill or downhill.
Okay, thanks for explaining that. And Nina, what's the scope of the village here? I mean, how much housing and other construction are they talking about?
Sneed says the first phase will include more than 720 residential units, and that's going to be a mix of ski and ski out condos, some duplexes, and then some single family homes. The new base lodge I mentioned, and 110,000 square feet of retail and dining space, plus walking and biking trails, fitness centers. We have a bunch of computer images on our website of some of what's planned, and you could check it out. It looks pretty cool.
It sounds really ambitious and pretty big as well. Nina, I understand that Killington Town officials were expecting to be pretty well into the local review and permit process by now, but the developer recently announced they were delaying things for a year. Are people worried about that delay, and did it have anything to do with the fact that the ski resort was recently sold?
Town officials I spoke with are not worried about the delay. As to whether the project is being impacted by the recent purchase, yes. Great Gulf is actually one of the investors who now owns Killington Ski Resort. So the resort and the village developers are they're all kind of joined at the hip at this point. Michael Sneed says the delay in submitting their plans was not due to financial reasons, but purely design-based. Mike Salamano, president and general manager of Killington Resort, explained it.
Sometimes when you have architects working on things, you know, they're working on aesthetics and not really functionality of the lodge. So I think that's where a lot of the kind of give and take is, and how operationally is the building working, functioning? You know, especially from a food and beverage standpoint, you know, where's the bar? Where's the food court? How's the flow of people? All those types of things matter a lot.
There's a lot riding on getting the village plans right, starting with the very first phase, which, depending on how local and state permits go, could begin as early as 2026. With later phases, Sneed says they can potentially build up to 2,300 residential units with, get this, a projected investment of about $3 billion.
That $3 billion of construction investment is going to generate 3,800 construction jobs in Vermont over a 25-year period. And then once the village is built, in year 10, the hospitality side takes over the whole property management, the rental, and we project 1,500 hospitality jobs. Those would be permanent jobs going forward.
Okay, well, Nina, in this economy, though, are there any concerns about being able to find enough construction workers and service sector employees to make all of this work? I mean, where will all of these people live, for example?
You know, that's a really big issue. Workforce and housing are very much linked. Town officials in Killington have already bought a 70-acre piece of land for workforce housing and will work with the developer to build 250 to 350 units. And that's going to be a mix of apartments, duplexes, and single-family homes. And Sneed says he's also met with Rutland Mayor Michael Dungis to look at possibly developing even more worker housing in the city.
And Nina, finally, have you heard about any local opposition to this project?
You know, I haven't, Mitch. And there was a local landowner who fought the last developer, SP Land Company, and caused some delays. Although I'm sure there are some people who like to ski at Killington and don't want to see the resort change and may be worried about how this village may affect crowds. But, you know, I'm not aware of any organized opposition.
Vermont Public's Nina Keck, thank you so much for bringing us the latest on this potential development. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.